This is the TriStar State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of June 2nd, 2019. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Republicans in the Tennessee House of Representatives vowed to make free market reforms in health care this year. The agenda was ambitious: target surprise billing, incentivize patients to be more cost conscious, and deregulate the hospital industry. WPLN's Blake Farmer says in the end, some legislation stalled out, some was substantially watered down, but patients may still see some change. Hi, Blake.
Hello, Jason.
So let's start with regulating so-called surprise medical bills. We hear about this frequently at the national level and with Kaiser Health News and its bill of the month. What did Tennessee lawmakers do to rein in unexpected medical bills at the hospital?
You know, this is a complicated piece of the healthcare system to regulate, and anybody who's ever dealt with hospital bills knows just how hard it is to really understand what you're paying for. Frankly, you might say it's always a surprise when you get bills from the hospital. You get a bill from the facility, a bill from physicians, a bill for anesthesia. Lawmakers around the country have felt the need to respond, and the Tennessee legislature passed something that's pretty basic and non-controversial. It's titled the Healthcare Billing Clarity Act. In reality, it just ensures services are broken out clearly, so it's easier to see if you're being double billed. Even the hospitals were on board with the change.
But this doesn't sound like it really resolves the issue of surprise billing.
No, this is just a tiny part of the problem. But there are other states like Texas that have just taken a big swing at the core issue, and that's getting out-of-network bills from an emergency room. The Texas legislature just passed a measure in the last few weeks that would essentially shield patients from having to pay big bucks when insurance companies and hospitals are wrangling over those out-of-network charges. We'll see in future years if Tennessee follows Texas down that road.
Well, when it comes to health insurance, is there anything patients in Tennessee might notice because of reforms that passed this year?
There is a new law that was dubbed Right to Shop that passed after several years of discussions. Basically, it incentivizes patients to shop around for a cheaper place for services. While you'd think there's a standard price for something like getting an MRI, well, that's not true at all. It could be hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars. And now that out-of-pocket deductibles are so much higher for most of us, patients care quite a bit more about how much those things cost. Well, the Right to Shop is intended to get insurance companies to share some of their savings they achieve in the process with the patient, 50-50.
So everyone is expecting rebate checks then after this?
Well, the original wording of the legislation required insurance companies operating in Tennessee to start these shared savings programs next year. They did not like this. Instead, it just allows insurers to do this, since they said they couldn't legally start such a program on their own. But Senator Kerry Roberts of Springfield encourages insurers to give it a try.
We are very hopeful that you will embrace incentives as a means of doing something that you've not been able to do in the past, and that is to steer a patient to a lower cost provider.
Now, for the moment, it will just depend, though, on your insurance company.
Well, last thing, Blake, there's been some discussion about deregulating the hospital industry. Do you think that's going to happen in Tennessee?
There were a couple of bills that would, to varying degrees, get rid of what are known as certificates of need. This is what happens when a proposed hospital has to convince state regulators that their facility is actually needed, not just stealing patients from the other hospitals in the area. Some conservative states have gotten rid of these regulations altogether as a way to potentially increase competition and perhaps drive down costs. But the idea has not really caught fire among conservatives here. They're getting an earful from nonprofit hospitals, for instance, who are worried about for-profit entities opening up in their communities and hurting them. But there's still some interest in rolling back certificate of need requirements, like for freestanding emergency rooms. There's some rural communities that are desperate for an ER because they can no longer support a full hospital. So legislators are spending some of the summer studying the issue.
Well, thank you, Blake.
You're welcome.
Blake Farmer covers healthcare for Nashville Public Radio. You can keep up with our political coverage by subscribing to the TriStar State. You can find that at WPLN.org/TriStar or on your favorite podcasting app.